Blog Talk Radio.
She is, you know, when you speak to her, she'll suggest to you that it's just one thing to know theory on how to live differently. It could be one thing to have another way to live differently. Lisa consults, and she asks you about your intentions. She asks and invites the individual she's working with to consider a different process to enable them to create a meaningful and substantial life. Lisa also believes that once we discover and reclaim our lives, naturally, it unfolds differently. Once we have the courage to reclaim, she creates the space for us to innovate. Lisa it has an interactive and experiential conversation with us, and not just for individuals, but for groups. And she considers this a three-part process. And this three-part process allows her to take a first step with us. So she'll talk to us about shifting the context in which we're engaged in conversations with ourselves, to us, a second step to consider different process of inquiry by utilizing the code model. The third step she takes is to engage a different process through the body called quantum TLC. Once the information unearthed and rises to the surface. Now, is my dear sweet Lisa Wise on the line yet?
I am.
So I hope it was all right for me to say all that. You know, you're fantastic, and I could talk about you all day long. But really, I guess I should ask you to participate in the conversation. Lisa knows me well. I love to continue to chit-chat about things that really unearth me and help me get grounded. All that said, Lisa, what led you to do the work that you do?
Well, I want to say, first of all, thank you for having me on the show, Jackie. It's a real pleasure to be on in this conversation with you. As you had in the title, Decloaking and Living Authentically, I was moving through some very tough times in my life, and I didn't actually know it. I didn't know that I was depressed. And because I was happy Lisa. I was always happy. And I didn't even know that I was depressed. And I came about, I took this first program called Decloaking and Living Authentically. And I realized how much I didn't know about myself. And that is what really started me on my journey. And as I went through the process of certification to become a Well Systems Institute Certified Well Code Model Coach, I realized, wow, how many other people out there are like me, thinking that we're living these great lives, and under the surface, we're actually dying.
You know, and isn't that that thought that we're all alone? No one would understand.
Exactly. Exactly. I had been through a few processes, like, you know, my ex-husband and I who were trying to have kids, and had been through the in vitro process twice, and pretty much went through it alone because I didn't want to bother anybody, and I didn't think anybody could understand what I was going through.
None of that is easy. You throw in relationships and then kids and then that medical piece. How did you get through it?
Well, it was at first sheer will. And,
yeah.
And then, like you had mentioned in the intro, I discovered the process of what we call quantum TLC, which is what the TLC stands for, is triggering life choices. And I became very attuned to my body and the signals that my body was giving me in order to process information differently, because I used to live in my head, and I've discovered now how to live through my body by utilizing breath and engaging my body to process the information.
Don't we all think we're supposed to live in our heads? Isn't that what we're told we need to do in order to survive?
Exactly. That's what we're taught. But, you know, when you look at kids, when you observe them in the playground when they're, you know, from two up, they live in their bodies. Like, one minute they're happy, the next minute they're having a tantrum, the next minute they're, you know,
I know that.
Right? They live in their bodies. And you're right. As a culture, we teach our children how not to do that, that to analyze and to strategize and think before we talk and be mindful of our words. And in that, we separate ourselves from what's going on in our body.
Wow. Tantrum or quantum TLC. So tender, loving care is not what it stands for. Thank you for acknowledging that. No, that's not it, Jacqueline. How does that work for people like me who think we're alone in the struggles that we are stepping in and through or even backing up from?
Right. So 9 times out of 10 when we're going through something and we're in struggle, our default is to engage our habituated pattern of behavior or a strategy that we've developed from the time we were kids to deal with certain situations. What quantum TLC does, so when a person is engaged in conversation with me, when I see what appears to be what I call the wave of information moving in the body, I'm looking at the person and I'm seeing what's going on in the body. And when I see, the best way to frame it is an emotion coming to the surface, we actually stop talking and I invite the person to engage the sensation. So to actually to relax into whatever the sensation is and then to move through it by engaging breath. And that's what quantum TLC is, because our habituated way of doing it is actually to brace against what's coming up in the body and figure out in our head. And this is actually the reverse process.
Yeah, and add a cup of coffee to that.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, about a couple months ago, I sat with a panel of coaches, and they all had different ways of identifying themselves. But, you know, Lisa, what you are talking about as that creative force, what separates you from those coaches that I'd heard on the panel? What separates you from the coaches I think we've heard much about?
Right. Well, you know, and coaching is such a broad range, right? It covers so many, there's so many very different and unique ways of engaging. One of the things I think that separates me out and those of us who are code model coaches is a coaching session is not an hour. It's a minimum of 2 hours, usually 2.5 hours. So this actually gives and provides space for the person to wander around, get comfortable, to start to engage what's moving in their body and not have to worry that time's going to be up pretty soon. So that's one thing that distinguishes that. The other is I tend not to give homework or drop things down to a strategy level. When people engage in the conversations with me and, again, that wave of information moves, they discover that their life actually changes in a breath. I've had people come and they leave and they call me when they get home and they say, you know what? Like everything looks different. The trees are brighter or the world looks different. And I said, it is. Your world is actually different. So rather than engaging in strategies to move us beyond where we're at, when we engage our body and we move the and the information gets processed and metabolized, our life is actually different right there and then, and we see it unfolding outside of us.
You know, for me as a fitness instructor, so many of my clients that arrive to have their great sweaty workout, they're dealing with, my hips hurt, I got a pain in my shoulders, a pain in my back, I've got never-ending migraines, I can't move my hands properly, my knees are killing me, Jacqueline. Do they come to you sometimes like that? Do your clients, do I get to call them clients?
Absolutely, yes.
When they come to you, is that what you see them feeling first and foremost? Do they disclose that? Or does it show up when they take that breath and they leave? Do they come back to you and say, you know, I had this pain, I didn't know I had.
Right. It works both ways. There are some people who come to see me because they are experiencing bodily, you know, things going on in their body. So they might have sore hips or, like you said, you know, sore shoulders. They might be experiencing emotional stress. Right, so they might be saying, you know, they're depressed or they're not happy or they don't know what they want to do in their life. And really, it all boils down to the same thing, because in the conversation, I'm looking for what's going on in the body. I actually get my clients to engage what they're feeling. So when someone says, I don't feel well, I say, well, what does it feel like in your body? Because even something as simple as I have a headache, you and I will both experience a headache differently. So I really get them to start paying attention and to verbalize what the sensations are. That gives me information to then apply the process of inquiry that we call the code model to then ask questions to get beneath the surface of what is presenting in the body in the sensations.
And I'm going to hold you there because I'm coming back to that one. Anyone who has any questions at this moment for Lisa, feel free to dial in. It's 646-716-5241. Again, if you have any questions at this moment, we only have so much time. I want you to take advantage of this. 646-716-5241. So back to your comment about you being able to see what's happening in the body, maybe before they understand what's happening in their body. Is that the first step?
Yeah, it
is. In the context,
you know, the first step usually is, you know, as you described, having the conversation in a different context. So there are several models that we engage in, that I engage in, as I'm engaging in the conversation with my clients. And so, you know, I look at things like the structure of their reality and, you know,
okay, Lisa, that was deep.
Right. And I use myself as an example. I was born in Trinidad and then I moved to Canada when I was 4. Two very different structures of reality that I experienced in terms of how to live. And it was adjusting to that. So often we go back to what was going on in their family system growing up. And as we engage in the conversation and I present a different model or a different way for them to consider something, then the sensations start to move in the body. And as they begin to rise to the surface, like you said, you know, I feel a pain in my shoulder. Then I get curious, mm-hmm. Well, what does it feel like? And from that, we engage Quantum TLC.
Wow. Can you tell me a little bit about the code? I was reading somewhere that there's the chakra energies that are in there, but I'd rather have you tell me a little bit about what code model really is, if you were going to define that.
Absolutely. Code model actually stands for creation out of deep energy. And
you're going to keep that a secret from me?
Well, you know, only a few people, you know, find out what that actually means. Yeah, so it stands for creation out of deep energy. And the code model uses the chakra system. It uses the energy centers, so, you know, fire energy, water energy, air, and earth. And it also uses what we call logical levels of thinking. So we often don't think about how we think. And there's a natural way in which we move through our thinking patterns. And often we are thinking about a problem or to try to solve a problem in the same way that the problem was actually conceived. And in that, nothing happens. So
Okay. Right.
When we use the code model, I engage in a process of inquiry. So when I ask about the sensations, that gives me information about the chakra system and the energy associated to it. And then I can raise the level of thinking based on the logical levels of thinking that's all part of the system.
And you're going to spend 2.5 hours with me? I think I need 2.5 years with you.
You know, it's amazing how much information can move into 2.5 hours, because we all know our intellects can only process so much, 7 ± 2 bits of information in any moment. Our body processes 30 trillion bits of information a second. So as a processor, it's much faster, and that's why we can get much faster results.
We live in a world where it's all about results, and wouldn't it be nice if we could breathe a little easier? And again, anyone who's looking to have a conversation at this moment, 646-716-5241. But I gave you a phone number. What you also want to know is the website for Lisa Wise. And Lisa, do tell us, what is your website address? I have it, but I'd rather hear you say it.
This is called Eye of the Storm Coaching, and it's the letter I. So you can connect with me at www.eyeofthestormcoaching.com.
Perfect. And I love when you suggest that when we engage our bodies, it's the biggest processors of information, aside from the skin being the largest organ that we have. I had no idea until I started teaching group fitness. And it's all so much more than that. And it could be just so much simpler if we took a look at how our bodies were engaging and what we were busy processing. So let's say someone shows up and they're having money issues. How does that, is there a specific or a general idea on how that manifests?
Well, every person is unique in that, right, in terms of, but as a generalization, money at the lowest logical level, at the environmental level, manifests in terms of might be I have it or I don't have it, right? As we raise the conversation up the levels, we begin to then look at, well, what's the strategies that I use around money? What's the behaviors that I exhibit around money? Then we go up even higher to go, what's the belief that I hold about what money is to me and my world? And then at a higher level, we get to choice. How am I choosing to engage myself in the process of money and how I handle money? And then as we raise it even higher and we get to identity, it becomes a question of who do I have the potential to become if I shift my belief in who I am and how I engage with money. And in that, we create more space for the person to see the problem or the issue that they're having with money very differently. And in that, often we're able to come up with different ways for the person to engage, and it happens naturally.
because the shift has happened at an identity level in who they have believed them, who they've known themselves to be, to who I have the potential to become.
Are those the masks that we move through life with? Here I'm a mom. Here's my mommy mask. Here I'm a mortgage consultant. That's that mask. A group fitness instructor. That's that mask. Is that what you are referencing with regard to identity?
Exactly. You know, we identify in terms of the roles that we play. And if you notice, sometimes in the different roles, we actually present ourselves very differently. And throughout these conversations, it's really about getting back to who am I if I was to let go of all of those roles / identities that I play? Who am I at my core? And I know for me, when I started my journey, I didn't have a clue who I was. And it really was a journey of me discovering who I am.
And at this moment, how do you feel about you?
I feel great. You know, I have come to discover that I can trust myself. I didn't trust myself for a long time. And I've discovered a depth of intimacy that I can have with myself in my willingness to tell myself the truth of my experience and then share that with the person or persons that I'm engaging with. So it's changed my life tremendously. I now present just me, not the role of teacher or girlfriend or wife. It's just me.
No masks required, right?
No masks required. And I used to have a lot of them.
Now, I also had the privilege of teaching a group fitness class for those who were challenged with breast cancer. Over the 18 years that I've been teaching, I've been to 4 funerals. Someone shows up to you, whether it's by referral or some a cosmic identity to you, someone who is battling something that in Western culture would say it is incurable. How do you deal with that?
So again, you know, our body is a we are quantum biological beings. We are organic, and our bodies are the environmental stage shows us what's going on many, many, many times. And so energetically, for something to show up, say, as cancer, you know, something's been going on for a very long time. And often the conversations that I engage with people are in around, well, what's been going on in your life for however many, many years? How are you experiencing the quote-unquote disease that is in the body? You know, I've seen some incredible things as a coach where people have come. I had a woman who took one of my 5-day programs where the doctor said it was impossible for her to conceive. And she had been going through the IVF process and decided to stop. She engaged in the 5-day decloaking and living authentically process.
Mm-hmm.
She went back and decided she was going to listen to her body, and 4 months later sent an email saying that she was pregnant, something that the doctor said was medically impossible. So as far as I'm concerned, nothing is impossible, and it really is how far am I willing, are my clients willing to dig and discover what's there.
Brilliant. And my question wasn't about curing an illness. It was when you have been diagnosed, I can't have a baby, I have breast cancer, I will lose my breast. All of a sudden, there is a mask that goes on. Oh my gosh, how am I going to live? Can I do all the things I've wanted to do? Maybe it's too late. To know that I could show up and have 5 days with you and have conversations about me, for me, to step into a place where I can be authentic. I'm not suggesting you don't grieve, because there's some sadness there.
Absolutely.
But
yes.
I imagine, yeah, so I imagine you allow us to move through it, through those principles that you know to be true, that
yes.
you know to be incredibly powerful.
Exactly, exactly. It is, you know, the five-day process provides the space for us to come face-to-face with ourselves. You know, there's no place to run and there's no place to hide. And in that, the information moves and we, you know, we stand in a very, very, very different place at the end of the process. And we see and feel ourselves very differently, and that is where the power is. And the power is in the group as well, because we draw to us different aspects of ourselves that we engage in the process for the 5 days. So we get to hear ourselves through the mouths of other people. And so the insights that come up are usually extraordinary.
I'm sure it's more than usually extraordinary. And we know that online we can find you and at least have a conversation or questions about the programs that you offer us. And I love that you're a registered code model coach. I love that you're a communication specialist and facilitator. I love that you took the time to have this conversation with all of us. And I have a couple more moments. If you could just let us know what you'd love to give forward to us to think about.
So consider for yourselves when you're in that moment where you feel embarrassment or you feel shame or you feel guilt or you feel anger, allow yourself to ask, are my shoulders relaxed? Is my belly soft? Am I inhaling? And the key here is, am I exhaling? Because we tend to hold our breath. And it's in the exhale where I can now ask, am I willing to relax into what's moving through me? And see what happens. You might find that what was presenting doesn't feel as bad once you engage that process. So shoulders relaxed, belly soft, inhale, exhale, am I willing to relax into and see where it takes you? And of course, I'm always up for a conversation, so I'm always happy to have people send me emails.
Perfect. On that note, thank you so much. Everyone who's listening, enjoy your day. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing. And I'm Jacqueline Richards. Glad that you're Mastermind 101. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.